This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, hi everyone, it's Simon Smart. This week I'd like to bring you an interview with Dr. Patricia Wirrakoon. Dr. Wirrakoon is a senior lecturer at the University of Sydney and the coordinator of the graduate program in sexual health. She is a sexuality educator, researcher and therapist, and is well known around the place as a sexologist. Tonight, I talk to her about what makes a good sex life in our sex-saturated culture. And later on this week, we'll get to the issue of pornography in the computer age. And we also touch on the difficult and controversial question of same-sex relationships. I hope you enjoy the interview. We sometimes ask guests who come in how they first got interested in their field of study and writing and so on. Is that something I can ask of a sexologist?
Yes, please. I'd love to tell you how I got into sex.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, well, I grew up in Sri Lanka and studied medicine there and then joined the medical faculty as a lecturer. I was the only female on the faculty in physiology, so I was teaching reproductive physiology. Then went over to Hawaii and studied with a wonderful professor, and that's where I actually got into sex and sexual health and research and education. Went back to Sri Lanka, found myself as the only sex therapist to 20 million people, and then moved to Australia.
Busy work then.
Busy, but also very interesting. Mm. And then moved to Australia with my son and husband, and that's where I am now with the University of Sydney.
Now, we live in a sex-saturated culture. Has it been a good thing that we've thrown off the prudishness of previous generations? It's a good thing to bring our sexuality out into the open, isn't it?
It depends what we mean by bringing sexuality out in the open. If it means that we have allowed society to get saturated with the sex that means I want it now and I will have it, you know, I don't care what it does to other people or to society, that is wrong. But if it means bringing sexuality out into the open in terms of education and knowledge and making wise decisions based on truly knowing what sex is, that's a good thing.
Are we leading more sexually fulfilling lives than we perhaps previously did in previous generations?
One word answer, I don't think so, no.
Why not?
Because today's society is really encouraging people to use sex in terms of looking only at their personal satisfaction. It is like saying, I desire sex and therefore I will have it now. You know, we are in the I generation, the iPhone, the iPod, and the I sex.
Now, I've heard you say that a biblical understanding of sex and sexuality is the Christian church's gift to the world. I wonder if you could tell me what you mean by that and how you think the Bible has something to say in a contemporary culture that probably thinks of it as completely irrelevant when it comes to matters of sexuality.
The Bible's view about sex is basically that we as human beings are created as relational beings. Relational. So we seek to be intimate with another person, not necessarily sexually intimate. Now, when we are created, we are given basic drives, and one of them is our sex drive. God said, go procreate. He could have made procreation as boring as doing a tax return. However, he made it real fun. We are created anatomically, just beautifully to fit each other as male and female. And then we are given brains that are wired for good sex. You see, recent research shows that we are created to desire sex, but we are then given that gift to focus that sexual desire to one person. We call that bonding in biological terms. So we have actually got a brain chemistry that drives us to one person long-term relationship.
Well, that's Dr. Patricia Wirrakoon talking about sex lives in a sex-saturated culture. I hope you're finding this helpful, an expert in the field who is a Christian talking about this subject in such an open way. It might be the sort of thing that can give us all confidence to talk about issues of sexuality, where the latest research seems to support the traditional Christian understanding of the best practice for our sex lives. You can view this interview on the Centre for Public Christianity website. Go to publicchristianity.org. Have a look to see if you think I'm squirming while I ask the questions. Join me tomorrow night when Patricia Wirikoon talks about the best sex and where it can be found.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.